God bless you today. I'm Chaplain Lonnie Gregory, and I want to welcome you to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast. God bless you today, and I pray that the message today will encourage your heart. As you hear the Word of God, God's Word will become real in your life. I want to encourage you today that if you've never made Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior, that you'll take time to pray the sinner's prayer. Ask God to forgive you of your sins. Ask Jesus to come into your heart and become the Lord of your life. And let Him take control of your life. I tell you what, we had a friend that used to say, if you ain't got Jesus, you better get Jesus because you're going to need Jesus. Today, if you don't have Jesus, get Jesus. Receive Him into your heart and make Him the Lord of your life. I'd like to pray with you now before we begin to read the Scripture. Father, in the name of Jesus, I want to thank you for this day. I want to thank you for the opportunity to be able to share your precious word. I pray that your anointing will come upon me and that your anointing will rest upon those that are listening. God, you know every need of every heart. You know the one that needs salvation. You know the one that needs encouragement. You know the ones, Lord, that need healing or a financial blessing. You know the ones that we have lost loved ones, and we pray for the salvation of their souls. I pray for our nation. I pray for our president. I pray for our young people. I pray for our churches and the ministers across the land that, Lord, you'll cause a revival to break forth amongst your people. As we humble ourselves before you, and as we turn from the wicked ways, and God, we ask forgiveness of our sins, that you blot out our transgressions. Create in us a right spirit and a clean heart. Help us, Lord, to forgive others as you have forgiven us. Thank you for your word and your grace and your mercy. And it's all in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Today I'd like to read out of the book of Daniel. And I want to read out of the 6th chapter of the book of Daniel, and I want to read verse 27, and I want to read verse 28. And in this verse 27, it is a Babylonian king, King Darius, that is saying these words, and these are the most powerful words. These are beautiful words that he is speaking of Daniel and Daniel's God. This is what this heathen king, king of Babylon, said about Daniel's God. He delivereth and rescueth. He worketh signs and wonders in heaven and in earth. Who hath delivered Daniel from the power of the lions. And verse 28 says, and so this Daniel prospered in the reign of Darius, and in his reign of Cyrus the Persian. In his scripture here, he's talking about when Daniel was placed in the lion's den. And this king, he says, Daniel's God delivers and he rescues. And Daniel's God works signs and he works wonders in heaven and in earth. Oh, I tell you what, we serve a God who still delivers, who still rescues, and he works signs and wonders. He's still a miracle working God. The miracles of God have not passed away, because you see, God has not passed away. God does not change, and he works miracles in heaven, and he's still working them here on earth. Who hath delivered Daniel from the power of the lions? And the Bible says, and so Daniel prospered. I like that. Let me tell you, any time you believe God, any time you put your trust in God, no matter what the situation, you're going to prosper. Daniel at this time was probably around the books and the commentary says he's probably around 80 years old at this time. But as you remember reading Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were among the young men that were carried from their homeland, Israel, all the way into Babylon. They were taken into captivity. And there they live in captivity, but because they were living in a foreign land, because they were taken out of their homeland, because they were among a nation of heathens, it did not stop them from believing God, and it did not stop them from being blessed. I love that part. I love that. And I want to ask you a question. This heathen king said this about Daniel's God. But I want to ask you a question. When people look at your life, what do they say about your God? Do they say your God is able to deliver? Are you one that don't believe God can do anything? Are you the one that sits back and just throws your hands up and quit because you are faced with some obstacle or some hard situation, or you might have some lions, four-legged lions and some two-legged lions facing you trying to tear you apart. The Bible says that in this portion of scripture, in the verses above, this king said that the reason these things happened to Daniel, in verse 23 in the last part, it says, because he believed in his God. This king, this heathen king, could say God is a delivering God. He works signs, he works miracles, he rescues because he has a man that believes in him. If you and I today will believe God, if we'll believe in God, we can see the hearts of the men and women around us changed, and we can see them change for time and eternity. The Bible also says that Daniel was preferred above all the others, that he had an excellent spirit in him. You say, how could a man that had lived his life in a heathen nation, been in captivity, how could he have a preferred spirit? How could he have an excellent spirit? Let me tell you why. Because Daniel feared God more than he did man. You remember when he was first brought into captivity, they tried to bring him into a place where he would eat off the king's table, but because the food had been offered to idols, Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they would not partake of the food. They just ate the vegetables. And the Bible says that because they feared God and honored God, that they were found 10 times wiser. And they were better looking than all the rest. You say, why? Because they honored God. That shows me that when you honor God and you fear God, the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. When you fear God, he's going to tell you what to do. He's not going to lead you wrong, and he's going to bless you. And he'll also make your health come out. He'll also make you spring forth. And he'll also renew your strength, renew your spirit, and renew your strength. And let me tell you something else. Daniel was in Babylon, but Babylon was not in Daniel. That's something you and I need to get down in our spirit. If you want to be delivered, if you want to be rescued, if you want to have a God in your life, listen, you cannot serve God part-time and expect God to bless you full-time. I see a lot of part-time so-called Christians, a lot of part-time believers. Sometimes they believe God. When things are going good, they go believe God. But when they hit a rough place, they begin to doubt. The Bible says a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. A double-minded man is a man that's trying to serve the world and God at the same time. And the Bible says in the book of James that a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. You're unstable in your worship. You're unstable in your relationship. You unstable in your work. You unstable in your finances. You unstable in all areas of your life. You got to make your mind up. Are you going to serve God full time? Are you a part-time believer? I want to be full-time. I want the full-time blessings of God. God don't wake up one morning and say, well, I think I'll sleep in this morning. I don't think I'll look down on earth. No, ma'am, no, sir. God's a full-time God. God. He's there in the morning. He's there at noonday. He's there in the evening. And He's there in the wee hours of the morning. He's a full-time God. He tells your heart to beat. He tells your lungs to take in air and to exhale. He tells you when to badger. Let me tell you, He's a full-time God. Aren't you glad He's full-time even when we serve Him part-time? But He said that He would not forsake His God, and the Bible says that He was full-time. When we look at Him, we have to say Daniel was full-time. But the Bible says that there were men in the kingdom that were jealous of Daniel. Let me tell you, when you're getting blessed of God, people are going to get jealous. You can be laying on the bed, dying, depressed, poor, disgusted and busted, and any other thing you can tack on to that. And people will just come over, maybe bring you a bowl of soup and pat you on the back. But let you raise your head up off that bed and say, listen here, I'm coming out of here in the name of Jesus. God's going to heal me. I am healed in the name of Jesus. I'm going to get blessed. And people will drive out of their way to come by and tell you, you crazy. You shouldn't believe that way. That's not happening today. That's not ever going to happen. But let me tell you, you got to hang on anyhow. And you got to know that when the word is being spoken over you, God can raise you up. It makes no difference what the situation. And people are going to get jealous of you when you start to getting being blessed. And that's what happened to Daniel. There were people in the kingdom. They sought to find an occasion to find fault with Daniel. But see, Daniel was not dishonest. Daniel was not doing things in the kingdom that he shouldn't. Daniel was a proper man. Daniel was a man you could depend on. Daniel was a wise man. Daniel was a prosperous man. They couldn't find any fault with him. And the only thing they could find fault with, that he was faithful to God. Wouldn't that be a blessing? Wouldn't that be a great testimony? Somebody could say that about you, or somebody could say that about me. Oh, I don't know. They're just religious fanatics. They're just Christian crazy. They all up in the religion. Let me tell you, yes, ma'am, yes, sir. I want to be found faithful in the service of God. And that's what Daniel was. So they knew if they found fault with Daniel, if they got him in trouble, it had to be with his God. So they went to the king and they said, King, we just love you so much. We just think you're so great. You got to watch it when people start coming pouring on the flattery. You got to watch it when people start pumping your head up. You know, it's good if people really mean stuff, and a lot of times, and most of the time, they got an undercurrent coming. They got an underlying motive, and that's what these men had. They went to the king, and they said, King, you're so great, and we want to honor you, and this is what we want to do. If anyone is found in your whole kingdom praying to anybody but you, worshiping anybody but you, we want you to sign a decree that they'll be put into the lion's den. Isn't that amazing? They knew. You say, why did they say praying? Because you see, they knew that Daniel prayed looking toward Jerusalem three times a day. They knew Daniel was a praying man. And they knew that no matter what law was passed, because Daniel feared God rather than man, he was still going to pray. You see, Daniel knew that God's law would outweigh man's law any day. Daniel knew that his God was ruler of the universe, and this king was just ruler of some little kingdom that was getting ready to fall. Let me tell you, Daniel knew that his God was a powerful God, and his God is a mighty God, and he prayed three times a day facing Jerusalem. You say, why did Daniel pray facing Jerusalem? I want you to mark this down, and I want you to pay close attention to this. I think it's in 1 Kings, the 8th chapter, verses 47, 48, and 49. God says specifically in this portion of Scripture, He said, if you're ever carried off into captivity because you have sinned and transgressed against me, and the enemy comes in and carries you off. You see, any time a nation will turn their backs on God, the enemy, their enemies are coming in. in and they're going to take over. You say, why? Because they let down their guard, and their guard is God. You see, when you keep God's word, that keeps the enemy out. And he said, if you get to the place where you've turned your back on me, you're going to be facing the enemy. And that's a choice you and I have made one way or the other today. You either turned your back on God, and if you turn your back on God, let me tell you, you're facing your enemy, and your enemy's facing you, and your enemy is going to outweigh you and outnumber you, because, and you're going to give into that because you have no might against such war, against such enemy, because you have turned your back on the one whose battle it is, and that's God's battle. God can deliver you. Today I beg you to turn back to God, give your heart to God, and let him face your enemies. And when God faces your enemies, let me tell you, you're not going to have any enemies. God will deal with them. But in this portion of scripture, God told him, he said, if you ever caught in that situation and you carried off into captivity, ain't it wonderful that even when we make mistakes, God has made provisions for us to get help? Even when you have failed, God still has a way out. Even when you're in the steepest of sin, God still made a way out for you. God loves you, and he doesn't want to see you destroyed. He doesn't want to see you in a land separated from him. But he said in this 1 Kings, the 8th chapter, he said, if you're carried off into a far country, all you got to do is face toward Jerusalem where my house is. If you'll just face toward Jerusalem and face toward where my house, he said, if you'll do that, then I will remember you, and I will bless you, and I will take care of you. And he said, specifically in that chapter, 1 Kings 8, he'll say, God told him, he said, I will maintain your cause. Oh, I like that part. God said, when you get in trouble, when you get carried off into bondage, when you get yourself in deep trouble, all you got to do is look toward me. You say, why did God tell him to look toward Jerusalem? It was their homeland where God put them. You say, why did God tell him to look toward his house? Because when you look toward the house of God, you remember your God. And when you remember your God, you remember the good times in your father's house. And when you remember the good times in your father's house, you remember how he has taken care of you, and how he'll never leave you nor forsake you, and how no matter what the situation, the hand of God is mightier, and he will deliver and set you free. And that will jog your memory. That will build up your faith. And you'll know when you're facing God, you don't have to worry about facing the enemy, because God is bigger than the enemy. That's the reason Daniel didn't get upset when this decree was made, because he faced God and not the decree. So many times we face the decrees, and we face the law, and we face this, and we face sickness. We need to face God. He said, turn your face toward me. Turn your face toward Jerusalem. Turn your face toward my house, and I will maintain your cause. I will take care of you. You see, before these men made their decree, before they devised, before they deceived, God had already dispatched angels, and God had a date and a time for Daniel's deliverance. When the king signed that, and Daniel, even when he knew the decree had been signed, that it was against the law to pray, and don't think it won't come to our country that a day may come where you cannot pray, but you've got to remember, like Daniel, your God is bigger than any decree. Your God is greater than any signature that a man could put on a piece of paper. Oh, my name has been written in heaven, and that's the greatest thing ever, because of the blood of Jesus, and I look toward him, and to die is gain. Even if my life is taken from me, it's just simply goodbye world, hello Jesus. Oh, we cannot lose when we keep our eyes on our God and know that he is our deliverer. He rescues, and he has worked signs and wonders in heaven and in earth. The Bible says even when the king found out what he'd done and Daniel, he opened up his window and he faced toward Jerusalem and he prayed. So they took Daniel and they were going to put him in the lion's den. The Bible says that the old king stayed up all night because he liked Daniel. He didn't want him to be put into the lion's den. He tried to figure out a way to break his own law, but he couldn't find a way out. Have you ever been in a place where you stayed up all night trying to figure out how to work something out? Have you ever had the doctor try to figure out how to take care of you? Have you ever had the banker try to figure out how to fix your finances? Have you ever tried to have the lawyers try to figure out how they gonna work something out? But let me tell you, prayer can figure it out. Prayer can take care of the situation. See, when you pray, you access the power of God. You let go of your power and you take on the power of God. And when the power of God comes on scene, God will take care of it. His decree overrides any decree that man has. So the Bible says that they put old Daniel down in the lion's den. And they rolled the stone across and the king sealed it. But God had already decreed and dispatched an angel there to protect Daniel in the lion's den. And the whole time Daniel walked in the lion's den, the angel had the mouth of the lion shut. Oh, isn't that marvelous? Can you just shut your eyes? Can you just maybe, if you can't shut your eyes, just in your heart, let that go over and over in your spirit and just see that Daniel down in the lion's den who knew how to pray, walking amongst the lions and seeing the angel of God holding the mouths of the lions to protect God's child. Oh, I tell you, God has sent angels dispatched around us. Even now as we stand in this place, God has angels all about us, protecting us. God takes care of his children. You don't need to be afraid of the decrees of the enemy. You don't need to be afraid of the deception of other people. You don't need to be afraid of the dens. You don't need to be afraid of what signatures have been put on you. But you need to trust in God, because the love of God, his love and his mercy, he will cast out all fear. And he who the Son sets free shall be free indeed. Oh, nothing can hold you. Nothing can bind you. Nothing can keep you down. It's the hand of God before you. Who can be against you? I tell you what, when they came the next morning, the king called in and said, oh, Daniel, it's the God that you serve continually. Oh, I'm talking about that. In other words, it's the God that you serve full time. Is the God that you serve all the time. Is the God that you serve. You're not a part-time servant of this God, but he said you serve him continually. Is the God that you serve continually. Was he able to deliver you? And Daniel called out from the lion's den and he said, oh, king, just go on and live forever. The God that I serve, he has done sent his angels down in here. I'm down here with the angels of God, and the lion's mouth is shut tight, and not a hair on my head has been harmed. I don't even have a scratch on my body. All is well. You say, why? Daniel knew his God was a mighty God, and his God with him, all things are possible. And even facing the lion's den, it was nothing to Daniel, because he trusted God, and he got a glimpse of the power of God. And knew that the power of man was nothing compared to the power of God. You know, when they took Daniel out of the lion's den, the ones that had decreed and deceived and tried to do Daniel in, they had an appointment. And that was to take Daniel's place in the lion's den. You see, when a man or a woman is put into the lion's den, oh, as an old song, it says, let my deeds speak for me. When you face with the lions, child, your deeds, they're going to speak for you. If your deeds are righteous and your deeds are a full-time man of God, they're going to speak for you. But if your deeds are evil and wicked, they're also going to speak for you. And you're going to be the lunch for the enemy. The very thing, the very weapon that you formed against the man of God will be turned back on you. That's the reason we do not have to worry about what they're trying to do to God's people, because when you try to put a curse on God's people, it just turns right back and goes back on the one trying to curse God's people. It can't come. And, you know, after that, there was a lot of job openings in the land. Because when they went in that lion's den, they did not come back out. The lions ate them up. I want you to remember Joseph when he was taken out of prison. God put him in a palace. And I want you to remember Daniel when he was taken out of bondage and he was put into bondage, but he was placed in the palace to serve the kings. And Esther, she was taken out of a farm and she was put into a palace. She was queen. And Moses, he was taken out of a palace and he was put in a wilderness, but he went higher because he was found on the Mount of Transfiguration with Jesus. And I want you to know today that you're going to be all right. It makes no difference what the situation or how bad or what's come up against you. When you have faith in God, you're going to be all right, because our God delivers and our God rescues. And our God works signs, and he works miracles, and he works wonders in heaven and in earth. And not only did he deliver Daniel, he has delivered you and me, and he will continue delivering us. God's hand is not short, and he is here to bless us, and he is here to take care of us. God knows it, knows your heart, and you're going to be all right. One time I got very sick and the doctors had given me a bad report. And I'd done everything. I thought I was doing everything right. I confessed the word and I was doing all that I knew to do. And I was making sure there was no open sin in my life. And I was trying my best. And I told a friend of mine, I told him, I said, you know what? I said, it looks like the more I do, the more I pray and the more I speak the word, the worse I get. I asked him, I said, what am I doing wrong? Tell me, I need help. And I knew he could tell me, because he had faced many illness in his life and God had delivered him time and time again. And he looked me square in the eye, and this is what he said to me. He said, Blondie, it makes no difference what you go through. You just got to know you're going to be all right. And when he said that, something rung way down on the inside of me. And from that day forth, something happened to me. I began to progress. I began to get better. I began to go and get stronger every day until God completely renewed my strength and renewed my health. And no matter what attack would come on my body, no matter how bad I would feel, no matter how hard the sickness would come, I knew in my spirit, no matter what, I was going to be all right. And guess what? Today, I'm all right. I am healed in Jesus' name. And you got to know that. You got to know that no matter what, when you put your faith in God, you're going to be all right. Can you say that with me today? I'm going to be all right. You're going to be all right. No matter what assails me, no matter what comes, God will not allow it no more put on me, that his grace is not able to help me withstand. And God knows that the afflictions of the righteous are many, but the Lord will deliver us out of them all. I'm going to be all right. I want you just to go around saying, I'm going to be all right, because God has everything under control. I am going to be all right. I am going to be all right. That verse 23 in that sixth verse, in that sixth chapter, verse 23, it says, because he believed in his God. Because he believed in his God. Because he believed in his God. He was taken out of the lion's den and God blessed him. Daniel said, my God has sent his angel and has shut the lion's mouth. You know, it didn't say angels, it just said angel. One angel was big enough to hold them all. And they have not hurt me, for as much as before him innocency was found in me, and also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt. Daniel could say, listen, I hadn't done anybody wrong. I've done that which is right. And God has made it all right with me. God will bless you today. I heard a person say one time, God will bless you if you let him. Some of you listening today, God wants to bless you, but you won't let him. You won't let him come into your heart. You won't let him take over your situation. You're always trying to figure it out on your own, trying to take credit for yourself, but you need to rest. Rest in the promises of God. When the enemies were coming against God's army and they had no might to fight against them, the king told them, says, let me tell you something. He said, they have the arm of flesh with them, but we have the arm of God with us. And the Bible says that the people rested in that he told them. In other words, when I know the arm of God is with me, we can rest no matter what the enemy's doing because God's bigger. The God, our Father, is in the house. And when the Father's in the house, oh, we have the victory. And God is in the house today. I want you to know today that you're going to be all right. I want you to put your faith in God. And I want you to know that God did not do anything for Daniel that he won't do for you and that he will not do for me. God is a miracle working God. He works signs and wonders in heaven and in earth. And he delivereth and rescued. And he will not only deliver us from the den of the lions and the lions, but anything else that comes down our way. God bless you today. And now I'd like to pray with you. Father, if there be one on the sound of my voice that does not know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, I pray that today you deal with them in your tender fashion. And I pray, God, that they will ask forgiveness of their sins and they will receive Jesus as Savior. Come into their hearts and lives. And I pray for the men and women that are listening that you will encourage their hearts and let them know, God, that you have everything under control and you want to bless and you want to keep your people and you want to show them your way. God, help us to take this word, not just to hear it, to be hearing it, but hear it with the intent to obey it and act upon it. Thank you, God, for your mighty miracles. Thank you, God, for keeping us. And thank you, Lord, for Jesus Christ, who died on the cross and shed his precious blood so that our sins could be forgiven. We praise you and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, God bless you and thank you for listening to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast.